You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. Mike here. We're reading the Bible like you might have a conversation so that we can find our next best yes in our relationship with God. And this season of the podcast, it's titled The Wilderness, and we've been looking at the story of God's people leaving slavery and being led through the wilderness as they experience the long, hard process of turning them from slaves into sons, and God's turning them from nobodies into a nation. And it's been rough. They've been complaining. They've felt lost and confused. They've been unfaithful to God. They've sinned. They've experienced God's mercy and blessing. He's been patient with them, but we've also seen the consequences of ignoring the holiness of God. This wilderness journey is a long and painful metaphor for our own walks through the wildernesses of our own life, where we're not where we used to be and we're not where we want to be. Can you relate? And now, in the story, after what should have been a short trip turned into a 40-year trip, the Israelites are back. Once again in the backyard of the Promised Land, and now we have the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy literally means second law, or repeated law, or as I like to call it, the law again. And before you're like, oh man, the law again? Okay, let's remember the importance of the wilderness process. What can we learn from this whole process? God cares about purity for his people. Not just talking about God's people, the Israelites, thousands of years ago. I'm talking about today, too. He wants his people to not make the same mistakes they've made in the past. Remember, this group of people that we're talking about were the ones who were 20 years old or younger when they lost faith in God the first time they saw the Promised Land. Everybody else died in the wilderness. Now, some of these people may not even remember receiving the law at Mount Sinai. They may not remember crossing the sea on dry land. They may not remember how bad slavery in Egypt was. Most of them only knew the wilderness their entire life. So God wants to make sure this new generation of God's people understands the significance and the expectations of living in the Promised Land that he's brought them to. Before a major change in your life, before you leave the wilderness season, what does God want to remind you of? What do you need to remember in order to remain faithful, even when you're out of the wilderness? Let's consider that as we read Deuteronomy 1 through 3. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness, in the Arabah opposite Suf, between Paran, Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It's 11 days' journey from Horeb, by the way of Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea. In the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Moses spoke to the children of Israel according to all that Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he struck Sihon, the king of Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth at Edrei, beyond the Jordan, in the land of Moab, Moses began to declare this law, saying, Yahweh, our God, spoke to us in Horeb, saying, You've lived long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all the places near there, in the Arabah, in the hill country, in the lowland, in the south, by the seashore, in the land of the Canaanites, and in Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I've set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and to their offspring after them. I spoke to you at that time, saying, I'm not able to bear you myself alone. Yahweh, your God, has multiplied you, and behold, you are today as the stars of the sky for multitude. Yahweh, the God of your fathers, made you 1,000 times as many as you are, and bless you, and he's promised you. How can I myself alone bear your problems, your burdens, and your strife? Take wise men of understanding who are respected among your tribes, and I'll make them heads over you. You answered me and said, the thing which you have spoken is good to do. So I took the heads of your tribes, wise and respected men, and made them heads over you, captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, captains of fifties, captains of tens, and officers according to your tribes. And I commanded your judges at that time, saying, hear cases between your brothers and judge righteously between a man and his brother and the foreigner who is living with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment, for you shall hear the small and the great alike. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. The case that's too hard for you, you shall bring to me, and I'll hear it. I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. We traveled from Horeb and went through all the great and terrible wilderness which you saw, by the way of the hill country to the Amorites, as Yahweh our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, you've come to the hill country of the Amorites, which Yahweh our God gives to us. Behold, Yahweh your God has set the land before you. Go up, take possession, as Yahweh the God of your fathers has spoken to you. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. You came near to me, every one of you, and said, let's send men before us, that they may search the land for us, and bring back to us word of the way by which we must go up, and to the cities to which we shall come. The thing pleased me well. I took 12 of your men, one man for every tribe, and they turned and went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. They took some of the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us and brought us word again and said, it's a good land which Yahweh our God gives to us. Yet you wouldn't go up, but rebelled against the commandments of Yahweh your God. You murmured in your tents and said, because Yahweh hated us, he's brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where are we going up? Our brothers have made our heart melt, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to the sky. Moreover, we've seen the sons of the Anakim there. And then I said to you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of them. Yahweh, your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt, before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you've seen how that Yahweh, your God, carried you as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet in this thing, you didn't believe Yahweh, your God, who went before you on the way to seek out a place for you to pitch your tents in fire by night to show you your way you should go, and in the cloud by day. Yahweh heard the voices of your words and was angry and swore, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land which I swore to give your fathers, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it. I will give the land that he has trodden on to him and to his children, because he has wholly followed Yahweh. Also, Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, saying, you shall also not go in there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, whom you said would be captured or killed, your children, who today have no knowledge of good or evil, shall go in there. I'll give it to them, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn. Take your journey into the wilderness by way to the Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, oh, we've sinned against Yahweh. We'll go up and fight according to all that Yahweh our God commanded us. And every man of you put on his weapons of war and presumed to go up into the hill country. And Yahweh said to me, tell them, do not go up and fight, for I am not among you, lest you be struck before your enemies. So I spoke to you, and you didn't listen, but you rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh and were presumptuous and went up into the hill country. The Amorites who live in that hill country came down against you and chased you as bees do, and beat you down in Seir, even to Hormah. You returned and wept before Yahweh. But Yahweh didn't listen to your voice, nor turn his ear to you. So you stayed in Kadesh many days, according to the days that you remained. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by way to the Red Sea, as Yahweh spoke to me, and we encircled Mount Seir many days. Yahweh spoke to me, saying, you've encircled this mountain long enough. Turn northward. Command the people, saying, you're to pass through the border of your brothers, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, and they'll be afraid of you. Therefore, be careful. Don't contend with them, for I will not give you any of their land. No, not so much as for the sole of the foot to tread on, because I've given Mount Seir to Esau for possession. You shall purchase food from them for money, and that you may eat. You shall also buy water from them for money, for you may drink. For Yahweh your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He's known you're walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years, Yahweh your God has been with you. You've lacked nothing. So we passed by from our brothers, the children of Esau, who dwell in Seir, from the way of the Arabah, from Elath, and from Ezion Geber. We turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And Yahweh said to me, "Don't bother Moab, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give you any of his land for a possession, because I've given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession." The Emim lived there before, a great and numerous people as tall as the Anakim. These are also considered to be Rephaim, as the Anakim, but the Moabites called them Emim. The Hororites also lived in Seir in the past, but the children of Esau succeeded them. They destroyed them from before them and lived in their place, as Israel did to the land of his possession, which Yahweh gave to them. Now rise up and cross over the brook of Zered. And we went over the brook of Zered. In the days which we came from Kadesh Barnea, until we had come from over the brook Zered, were 38 years. Until all the generation of men of war were consumed from the middle of the camp, as Yahweh swore to them. Moreover, Yahweh's hand was against them to destroy them from the middle of the camp until they were consumed. So when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, "You are to pass over Ar, the border of Moab, today. When you come near to the border of the children of Ammon, don't bother them, nor contend with them, for I will not give you any of the land of the children of Ammon for a possession, because I've given it to the children of Lot for a possession." That also is considered a land of Rephaim. Rephaim lived there in the past, but the Ammonites called them Zamzumim, a great people, many and tall as the Anakim. But Yahweh destroyed them from before Israel, and they succeeded them and lived in their place, as he did for the children of Esau who dwell in Seir, when he destroyed the Hororites from before them, and they succeeded them and lived in the place even to this day. Then the Avim, who lived in villages as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came out of the Kaphtor, destroyed them and lived in their place. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the valley of Arnon. Behold, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. Today I'll begin to put the dread of you and the fear of you on the peoples who are under the whole sky, who shall hear the report of you, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, "Let me pass through your land. I'll go along by the highway. I'll neither turn to the right hand nor to the left. You shall sell me food for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Just let me pass through on my feet, as the children of Esau who dwell in Seir and the Moabites who dwell in Ar did to me, until I pass over the Jordan into the land which Yahweh our God gives us." But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, for Yahweh your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into your hand, as it is today. Yahweh said to me, "Behold, I have begun to deliver up Sihon and his land before you. Begin to possess, that you may inherit his land." Then Sihon came out before us, he and all his people, to battle at Jahaz. Yahweh our God delivered him up before us, and we struck him, his sons, and all his people. We took all his cities at that time and utterly destroyed every inhabited city with the women and the little ones. We left no one remaining, only the livestock we took for plunder for ourselves, with the plunder of the cities which we had taken. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is the valley, even to Gilead, there was not a city too high for us. Yahweh our God delivered up all before us. Only to the land of the children of Ammon you didn't come near, all the banks of the river Jabbok, and the cities of the hill country, wherever Yahweh our God forbade us. Then we turned, and we went up the way to Bashan. Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. Yahweh said to me, "Don't fear him, for I've delivered him with all his people and his land into your hand. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon." So Yahweh our God also delivered into our hand Og, the king of Bashan, and all his people. and we struck him until no one was left to him remaining. We took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we didn't take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All these were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, in addition to a great many villages without walls. We utterly destroyed them as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying every inhabited city with the women and the little ones, but all the livestock and the plunder of the cities we took for plunder for ourselves. We took the land at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians call Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites call it Seir. We took all the cities of the plain, and all Gilead and all Bashan, to Salakah and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, for only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the Rephaim. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Isn't it in Rabbah and of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was its length, and 4 cubits its width, after the cubit of a man. This land we took in possession at that time from Aroer, which is by the valley of the Arnon, and half the hill country in Gilead with its cities, I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, even all Bashan. The same is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all of the region of Argob to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites and called them, even Bashan, after his own name, Havoth Jair, to this day. I gave Gilead to Machir. To the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead, even to the valley of the Arnon, the middle of the valley and its border, even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon. The Arabah also, and the Jordan and its border from Chinnereth, even to the sea of the Arabah, the Salt Sea, under the slopes of Pisgah eastward. I commanded you at that time, saying, Yahweh your God has given you this land to possess it. All of you men of valor shall pass over armed before your brothers, the children of Israel. But your wives and your little ones and your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall live in your cities which I have given you, until Yahweh gives rest to your brothers, as to you, and they also possess the land which Yahweh your God gives them beyond the Jordan. Then you shall each return to his own possession which I have given you. I commanded Joshua at the time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your God has done to these two kings. So shall Yahweh do to all the kingdoms where you shall go over. You shall not fear them, for Yahweh your God himself fights for you. I begged Yahweh at that time, saying, Lord, Yahweh, you've begun to show your servant your greatness and your strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth that can do works like yours and mighty acts like yours? Please let me go over and see the good land that is beyond the Jordan, that fine mountain in Lebanon. But Yahweh was angry with me because of you and didn't listen to me. Yahweh said to me, That's enough. Speak no more to me of this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and lift up your eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward and see with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan. But commission Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So we stayed in the valley near Beth Peor. Faith and wisdom both depend on memory. Remember what God has led you through and plant your faith in it. Remember the consequences of your past actions and gain wisdom from it. The details of Israel's past journeys mattered so much to God, he commanded Moses to recount them in this entire second book that recaps Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. The details of your past matter to God. You'd do well to spend some time writing down what he's brought you through before moving forward on your own understanding. That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Domini. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.